Community theater gives many would-be actors the opportunity to perform on stage, or in some cases, the chance to actually build the stage. Every Saturday, Wichita Community Theater welcomes people who want to construct sets for its next production. Torin Anderson talked with volunteers working on the upcoming production of Fiddler on the Roof.
Inside, volunteers are excited, and the space smells of fresh-cut wood, paint, and the sounds of saws, drills, and laughter. Today is Volunteer Day at Wichita Community Theater, an institution since 1946. Mary Lou Phipps Winfrey provides some background about the theater.
Originally, it was in a church. I think they did some shows at WSU because Mary Jane Teal is the person who created Wichita Community Theater and ran it for umpteen years. But we've had this building since the mid-60s.
The building on North Fountain in College Hill is a beautiful Art Deco structure, a former synagogue plopped in the middle of a neighborhood. Anyone is welcome to volunteer on Saturdays leading up to the next production.
No one is paid. So many community people come because they think, well, you know, I have a free Saturday morning, and well, I used to like to paint, or I used to like to build sets, and so I'll just check it out.
Today they're working on a set for Fiddler on the Roof, which opens January 23rd. Musicals are rare in this theater. It's a small stage with limited seating and no pit for the performing musicians. Those limitations are stopping no one in the production from going big. Music director Elisa Ballew made up her own spot for live musicians.
I've put together a wonderful little, we're calling it the Sky Pit. We've got seven musicians, two violins, a cello, a clarinet, flute, sax, piano, and percussion.
The Sky Pit is stage left and up on the second floor. The theater offered to pay for the pre-recorded music, but Ballew decided to use local musicians instead.
The talent in Wichita is great. Why wouldn't we?
Director Misty Maynard has been to every volunteer Saturday to help oversee the production of Fiddler on the Roof.
This is a work day, and on Saturday mornings they show up, they build, they clean, they look for props, they paint, just anything that needs to be done, they're doing.
She says the volunteers want to be a part of theater, but cannot commit to it full time.
These people started families and had businesses and have lives, and they can't just drop everything and audition for 2 or 3 years hoping to hit it big. Their abilities are impressive.
The number of volunteers varies on Saturdays, but they still had 15 during the icy weekend. Here's Phipps Winfrey again.
And today I'd say we might have 20 people, and many of them have come back again and again and again. And I just will say, children are welcome.
Presley Rochester is 11, and she is here with her dad. Presley is painting today.
And then we have to paint the walls, and then we have to paint the legs in the barn.
She talks of her frequency at Wichita Community Theater like a veteran of the stage.
Yeah, I guess I rehearse on weekdays, but Saturdays are the only days we build. Unless it's Mark. Mark comes here early and builds a lot of the time.
Mark Shobe is the set designer for this production, and he has his work cut out for him.
We got it.
It's his first time in this role.
And we need to get some stairs that are at least safe and small enough to allow everybody to walk around them.
This is a unique challenge because it's the first time in 7 years Wichita Community Theater has hosted a musical. The stage will have 28 people, many more than the recommended maximum of 20. Shob is confident everyone will fit.
It's going to happen, yes, but I am a carpenter, and I've been doing construction for 20 years. So just because I've never designed a set, I still, you know how to use a tape measure at least.
It's this optimistic attitude that fills the room and energizes everyone. It's the reason people come together for community theater. It's a place where director Misty Maynard says their aspirations can have a moment.
It's something that, you know, you always have. I was in Fiddler.
Or in the case for many of these volunteers, I built Fiddler. For KMUW Arts, I'm Torin Anderson.